I replaced all my Lululemon shorts with Bird Dogs. Bird Dog shorts do the exact same thing, but fit way better. They actually look like khaki shorts, so I can wear them all day, for my morning hike or bike ride to the bar. I can't stop wearing them. Join over 1 million guys who discovered the best shorts on the market. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code baseball for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB. Promo code baseball for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off. We promise you.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Hey, hey! Happy Father's Day to those of you who celebrated on Sunday. Whether you are a biological dad or an adoptive dad or a foster dad or a father figure or a coach, a teacher who pours into the life of lives of young people, happy Father's Day to you. Appreciate that I have so many great dads in my life, like my brother, who's an incredible father to my two nieces, his two daughters, and now Bob, who's also a great dad, and other friends of mine who have modeled what it means to be a great dad over the course of our relationship. So hope you all were able to celebrate with your dads, if that's a possibility. But I said this about Mother's Day, and I'll say it about Father's Day. It's also a challenging day for a lot of people. There are a lot of people who feel pain over this day, whether they've lost someone or their situation with their dads is not optimal and not perfect. I know I have a high school friend who is marking her first Father's Day without her dad, who passed away last fall, and that's certainly the case for a lot of people. Or even if it wasn't recent, just missing your dad on this day. So I know when we look on social media on Mother's Day or Father's Day or occasions like this, it can be overwhelming, right? Because a lot of people will post photos and it seems so perfect and everything's so wonderful, lots of smiles. And I'm glad for those people who have that experience. But I always remember, because it is my experience, that there are a lot of families that have gone through different struggles and look different than that utopic family. And I always think of you and think of what could be pain and grief associated with this day as well. But I do hope it was a positive day. If you're into golf, well, the U.S. Open always wraps up on Father's Day. It was a lot of fun for me to go and teach my fourth and fifth graders at church on Sunday morning, and just like I did on Mother's Day, I made them tell me. We went around the room. Every single one of them had to tell me their favorite thing about their dad. And it's funny because we did it for Mother's Day, and I have a lot of the same kids from week to week in the early service at my church. And so the number of kiddos that pointed to their mom's incredible cooking, or the fact that their mom took great care in feeding them. That was noticeable for me going back to mid-May. Well, on this morning, this Sunday, Father's Day, it was really cute to hear these kiddos. And I know a lot of their moms and dads because we have to greet them at the door and make sure that they're getting picked up by a parent. And so I heard them say over and over, and maybe there's a bit of imitation going on too with the kids, but my dad's so funny. He's so goofy. One girl, one fifth grader even said, my dad's so dorky, but in a good way. And then I said, how many of you have dads who try out dad jokes? And more than half the class raised their hand. So that was really cute. Really cute. So congratulations to you dads out there who got a little love from your kiddos today, or from, again, those who look at you like fathers. And I do have some really cool and greatly appreciated father figures in my life. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. If you missed it, I hope that you will go back and check out my conversation with former pro soccer goalie Jesse Bradley. Now, he's got a new book called The Four Elements of Fatherhood. I did retweet it multiple times during the week on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I know he retweeted it, so it's on our show account, his version of the conversation, After Hours, CBS. It's also on our Facebook page, and I really did appreciate the reaction that we got to it, but it was very encouraging. Being a parent is tough. It's really tough, whether a mom or a dad, it's tough. And so if you're looking for a little bit of encouragement and some humor, one of the great things about Jesse is that he uses his personal anecdotes. He's the father to four teenagers. He uses his personal anecdotes to illustrate these four elements of fatherhood and the different stages of fatherhood and how to deal with some of the tougher challenges and some of the obstacles of being a good dad. And he also swears that being a dad is a lot like playing goalie. So I had to ask him about that. But that conversation, as I say, is available on our Twitter or Facebook. And the book that he wrote is available online, actually. It's an ebook, The Four Elements of Fatherhood, for dads of all ages and stages, but also for men and coaches who serve as father figures. We're glad to have you with us. Monday is a federal holiday. It's Juneteenth, which means that there are a lot of people who, not only with Father's Day, but with the Monday off, are celebrating by taking a long weekend, by taking vacation. I actually have vacation coming up starting Tuesday morning, so I'll be with you tonight into Monday morning, and then Monday night into Tuesday morning, and I'm out the rest of the week. Bob and I are finally getting back together again. It's been a while since we've seen each other, and it's been tough. Long-distance relationships are not for the faint of heart. I know I've said that about homeownership. I feel the same way about homeownership as I do about long-distance relationships. Oy, it requires some grit, I tell you. And so we have gone almost 4 months without spending time together. We're really looking forward to it. We started a countdown. Actually, I can't take credit for it. He started a countdown on his phone going back to about 80 days, which felt like an eternity. And now we are under 40 hours, I believe. Yep, we're goofy. And so looking forward to meeting him in Virginia on Tuesday and spending some time hiking. He's already on the East Coast. This is his vacation that he picked. He's already in West Virginia in the Eastern time zone. So that in and of itself is a step up because we're now on the same time clock. So that's good. Looking forward to it. And again, I know a lot of people are celebrating the start of summer, which is Wednesday. It's finally Wednesday, though clearly much of our society is already in some summertime mode. If you have never heard the show before because you're out of your typical routine and you're, maybe you're scanning stations or you're scanning SiriusXM or you're going through Twitter or Facebook and you see that we're on the air, yay. We would love to know if you're first time or first time in a long time or you are so faithful that we cannot get rid of you even if we tried. You can find us again on Twitter or Facebook. How are you, first of all? And where are you listening? That's always fun to kind of gauge the tenor and the pulse of our audience. So if you're off on Monday, well, I'm a little bit jealous. I'll tell you about my weekend. So not exciting, except for a movie date. That was fun. It's a weekend of cleaning and prepping for Bob to visit New Jersey as well, which scares the crap out of me. What if the house isn't clean enough? Well, that's not really a problem with me normally. I have to clean for my sister-in-law. And let me just tell you, she is challenging to please in this area because she is a clean and neat freak. So I suppose if my house can be good enough for my sister-in-law, then it should be good enough for Bob as well. Because he is a dude. I mean, ultimately, I love him dearly, but he's still a dude. Right, Jay? That matters. You've been to my house. I've cleaned for you to be at my house too, but that was really only the first time. Now I don't care.
Your house is always clean. So if you don't clean it up other time I've been there, I've always thought it's been clean.
But
so.
You know how hard it is to keep a house clean with pets.
Of course.
That's the thing. And so I as much as I will cop to procrastinating, the thing is I couldn't clean too early because the pets have 48 hours in the house. It'll be dirty again.
Right, the hair's
floors,
just gonna...
Right, the floors specifically. And so I'm waiting until tomorrow actually to clean rugs, to wash the rugs and wash the bathroom floors because they'll get messy. But I clean bathrooms. I vacuumed the whole house on Sunday. I also started the dusting. Ugh, I hate dusting, so I had to break it up into two sessions. But I also mopped my kitchen floor. So I was, do you know how many calories you... No, you have no idea how many calories you burn cleaning because you clean your room how often?
I vacuum now and then.
Okay. You know I want to throw this fork, or this fork, I don't have a fork. I want to throw this pen at your face. You know that, right?
No, sometimes. I get in there.
Actually, Jay did me a solid this weekend. You did, which we're not going to tell people because I think it might be illegal. But he did come through in a legal way, a mostly illegal way for me this weekend. So I cannot make fun of him. I
get the pass for the week.
I have to be really nice until vacation. Then when I come back, that's it. All bets are off.
That's
the slate is wiped clean.
I'll take it.
Anyway, so he might be a dude, but I'm still cleaning for him, and I've got more cleaning to do and yard work. That's what matters most is the yard work, because that'll be the first impression. So that'll be more on Monday. But here's my philosophy on cleaning, which I did for about 5-6 hours on Sunday, and doing yard work, which will be about 3 hours Monday. It counts as exercise. It totally counts as exercise.
Absolutely, it does.
So Jay, meanwhile, is on an exercise kick. So if I get validated by Jay saying that this is exercise, it's burning calories, I'm telling you. It's
moving
nice.
Moving around, getting on the floor.
Yeah, I smelled like cleaning supplies and sweat. It's gross. But the house is great. Well, halfway. We're not quite there. I also cleaned out another closet this weekend. I'm in the middle of spring. I still have a couple days left, right? I'm in the middle of spring cleaning.
Still spring, last time I checked.
And spring purging. And just... Even though I've only been in the house for 3 years, there were some items that I just brought into the house when I moved, boxes, and put them into closets. And it's not as though they're awful or disastrous, or you open a door and stuff comes flying out. I don't do clutter, and I move so much that I purge a lot. But it's been 3 years, and I feel like it's a good time. So not only am I doing some spring cleaning, I'm doing some spring purging, which feels so good. Have you ever tried it? To throw things out. Oh, it's so freeing. Not just that, but donating. So I have a stack of puzzles and DVDs that are going to the library on Monday. I hope they're open. They take donations, some books, but puzzles and DVDs, and just piles of things to recycle and chuck. Oh, I love chucking things. I do. I love chucking and reorganizing.
I do tend to hoard things, but after a while, though, I'm like, all right, this is enough. I don't
enough
like keep it
enough.
Forever. So when I
exactly.
do, like, pack a bag of clothes, like old clothes to give to charity or like just throw stuff out that's crap in the room.
Oh,
it is so,
so
like relieving. You feel so fresh and new.
Yeah. Have you thrown out the pasta sauce I gave you for your birthday in 2022?
No, that's still
It's not
there.
Supposed to be a paperweight.
It's the decoration.
No, it's not. It's a jar of
it
pasta
looks great.
Sauce.
You can see
What's it even doing in your room?
It looks great. It's on the shelf.
Oh, I hate you if I mention that. If not for the fact that you rescued me this weekend, I would, again, throw this Sharpie at your face.
I get the pass this week.
No, only for 2 days. Okay, it runs out on Tuesday. It expires on Tuesday. Jay actually could use a little bit of your help because we are going to be recording our next video version of Ask Amy Anything because I know you'll miss me when I'm on vacation, of course. We're going to be... putting out a video version of Ask Amy, and Jay, I think he said he had a few good questions, but potentially could be swayed if you sent him a few more. So on Twitter, After Hours CBS, to reach Jay, producer Jay specifically, and then on our Facebook page too, we're always glad to connect with you. Again, if you're listening tonight and you've never heard the show before, or you think, oh, I feel like I've heard the show before, but I don't remember it, well, great. Happy to have you join us again. It is never too late to get addicted to After Hours. One more time. On this edition of the show, we're going to dot the landscape. Mom always texts me every Sunday evening. Is there anything to talk about? It could be the middle of football season. It could be October. And she would ask me, is there anything to talk about? One of these days, I'm going to say no. Nothing going on. I actually called in sick. No, I'm not going to say that.
Silent 4-0.
Oh, we're we're going to do a silence retreat. Because I'm assuming even though Aaron Rodgers wasn't committed to silence, if you're in darkness by yourself and you're meditating, it's probably mostly silent.
Totally fine.
It's totally fine. I don't believe him that he had hallucinations, unless, of course, there were special mushrooms in the food that was delivered to his room. So we're going to dot the landscape. U.S. Open just wrapped up, and where the heck did Wyndham Clark come from? That is the question we're going to answer. Rory McIlroy finishes second, excruciatingly close to winning another major, but still the 9-year drought continues. Reminds me of Tiger Woods a little bit. Now, Tiger had some self-imposed personal and physical challenges that he was going through over the course of his long drought. But now for Rory, it's been 9 years without a major win. So that's a big deal for him. And weirdly enough, he started out with an eagle putt on the opening hole on Sunday. So he wasn't in the final group. Instead, it was Wyndham Clark and Ricky Fowler who were at minus 10 in the final group. Rory McIlroy was the second to last group. On the opening hole, he had an eagle putt that lipped out. It was so close to being an eagle. He would have taken the lead. He would have leapfrogged the final group if he had eagled that opening hole. I thought, oh man, the rest of the field better watch out, because if his putter is locked in, he's already out driving the majority of the field. And he was leading, I think, in greens in regulation too. And so he was on point until he got onto the green. And if his putter was locked in, well, that was going to bode really well for Rory and not so well for the rest of the field. I thought that was it. I thought, oh, that's a great sign. And his putter, it failed him. He failed his putter. Good number of times down the stretch, could not get those big birdies when he needed them late in his round. So he finishes one stroke back. Again, agonizing for Rory McIlroy, but an incredible story for Wyndham Clark. Also painful for Ricky Fowler, who once again walks away without a major win, though he was in that final group. So we'll hear from the major players, including actually Scottie Scheffler, who is the number one player in the world, but had to settle for a top five finish. The big news coming from Friday in the NBA is that Adam Silver and the league suspended Grizzlies star guard Ja Morant 25 games for his latest poor choice. And Ja did come out with a statement on Friday. We're actually going to head to Memphis first thing next hour. And our friend Rob Fisher, who is part of Grizzlies TV, not just on the sidelines, who's up close and personal with the players, but pre and post game, Rob will join us because he's got a unique perspective. And in addition, and I know him personally, which is why I know he has a unique perspective, but also he's right there and he's watching what's happening with the players and he's got his pulse, his finger on the pulse of Memphis Grizzlies fans. So we'll be pleased to welcome Rob coming up at the top of the hour. Even the draft, by the way, is Thursday, so I will not be here, but the NBA draft is Thursday night. So there's something on the horizon for these teams. We know there's a major trade that's been reported. I don't think it's official yet, but Bradley Beal joining Devin Booker and Kevin Durant in Phoenix. And here I am thinking that Chris Paul was cut by the Suns. Apparently that is not the case, because Chris Paul is on the move again. A full slate of baseball. The Yankees are going the wrong way. But you know who the hottest team in the majors is? Oh, well, you're going to have to wait till after the break. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, or our show Twitter for questions for Ask Amy Anything, the video version if you want to reach producer Jay. That's After Hours CBS, our Facebook page, too. You can always go back to the last post for Ask Amy and send your questions there. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. Happy to have you with us. Hope you enjoyed your weekend, your Father's Day. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Martinez back to the belt. He'll turn it loose, and it is bunted down the third baseline. Bregman to it quickly, threw it away down the right field line. Friedel is down. The run will score, and the Reds have taken a 7-6 lead. Friedel at second, the pitch. Ripped into right field. That's a base hit. Friedel around third. He will score On to third is Fairchild, and the Reds have now taken an 8-6 lead here in the 10th. Young looking for his first career save. The pitch, and it is popped up. Left side of the infield. Senzel moving towards the ball. He's got it, and the Reds have swept the Astros. They have swept Texas, and they have concluded an 8-1 road trip. Oh, my goodness. The Reds are coming, and they are coming like wildfire.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That is Jeff Brantley on Reds Radio Network. The hottest team in Major League Baseball right now is, in fact, the Cincinnati Reds. Book it. They're a half game out in the NL Central, trailing the Milwaukee Brewers. Leapfrogged a couple other teams. That's their eighth victory in a row, and they sweep the World Series champions in Houston, actually, so at Minute Maid Park. Three runs in the 10th in Houston is enough to get it done. And this is the longest win streak for the Reds since July of 2012.
It wasn't a perfect game. You know, we
walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Well, whether it be upcoming life changes or ongoing events that may be causing you unhappiness, California Psychics is here to help you along the way and provide the joy of certainty through the insights of their psychic advisors. Since 1995, California Psychics has been the place where millions of satisfied customers have connected with some of the most experienced psychics worldwide, advisors who possess outstanding psychic abilities. Whether you want to unlock a mystery, clear a path, or just boost your inner power, their psychics are here to help you in matters of love, relationships, money, career, and all the things that matter to you. Talk for just $1 a minute. Your reading will be accurate and confidential with one of our vetted psychics. Find the answers today. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com to learn more. If it's not the best reading you've ever had, it's free. That's CaliforniaPsychics.com to connect with a California psychic advisor today. We've all got a lot going on in our lives. Maybe you just want a little extra insight. One place to get it, CaliforniaPsychics.com. Connect with that California psychic advisor today. One more time, CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Did you know CD rates are having a moment? If you've been looking in the wrong places, you might have missed that CD rates are the best they've been in 15 years. No joke. It's the right time to find rates in your best interest because better rates allow your money to earn more money. CD Valet brings you the clearest picture of today's rates, all compiled in one place. Ditch the BS of biased rate shopping and visit cdvalet.com to see today's straight-up rates.
We overcame mistakes with a lot of great play, but that's what it's all about. I mean, it's an imperfect game. Of course, you try to be perfect, but over the course of nine innings, you're playing against a good team, things happen. So to be able to stay with it and continue to play the same way no matter what, that's how you do it.
A lot of times when I've played golf, and you get this from pro, semi-pro, club pro, that type of thing, what they say is that your bad shots can really be an accurate gauge of how much you're improving, right? If your bad shots are getting better, if your bad shots are straight, if your bad shots are not nearly as wayward as they used to be, well, then you know that overall your technique and your approach is improving. And in sports too, on your worst day, maybe not your worst day, on your bad days, are you still winning? Are you still competitive? And that's the case with the Cincinnati Reds right now, and that's what you hear from David Bell. But eight in a row, regardless of how you get there, is eight in a row. And they are now encroaching on the lead in the NL Central. So for David Bell and Spencer Steer and Jake Fraley, who we happen to get post-game reaction from, it's a good time to look around and go, yeah.
It's pretty special when you know, you have an entire team that gets along like this, pushes one another, has fun together, and plays this hard. I mean, it's, again, what it's supposed to be and what it's supposed to feel like, but it's not always like this. So we have to hold on to that and just keep getting better and keep working every single day and continue to believe in what we're doing.
It seems like it's everybody coming together, and it seems like it's somebody new every night. And, man, we're just having fun. I feel like we're just a bunch of kids out there playing every night. Boys are fired up. It's a pretty good sweep on the road versus a really good team. So, man, we're feeling good right now.
I think that you guys are just seeing what's been specifically worked on and we're trying to cultivate since spring training started, and quite honestly, since kind of toward the end of last year.
So for Spencer Steer, he's the first baseman, had his 10th home run. Fraley is the left fielder, 3 RBI, his 8th home run. A lot of times what we say is that offense can be contagious, especially when you're talking about pro athletes. And wait, actually, on that note, until you hear what one of the Angels had to say about Shohei Ohtani influencing Mike Trout. Kind of neat. See, it can happen that way as well. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Now for the Astros, they just got swept by the Cincinnati Reds. Not something that you can hang your hat on, really. It's only June. We haven't even reached the All-Star break yet, but Alex Bregman is trying to point the guys forward.
You got to turn the page in this game. You got to be able to move on quickly. You got to know that you're going to go through stretches and tough times and nothing that this team hasn't dealt with before. We haven't been the healthiest this year. We haven't played our best baseball. We've played up and down, really. We've had some good series, some bad series. At the end of the day, baseball, you got to have an next pitch mentality, turn the page.
Alex Bregman, one of the guys who's been there a long time, has seen a lot happen, including 2 World Series for the Houston Astros. I know some would say one legit, one not so legit. Either way, if there's going to be a voice that they listen to, it should be Alex Bregman. But Dusty Baker, obviously, too, has seen and done pretty much everything you can in Major League Baseball, especially now that he's had a World Series ring. Both the Yankees as well as the Houston Astros, now they've had some clashes in the playoffs recently. They both have World Series aspirations. The Yankees, for a lot of reasons, right? But they are treading water now, maybe even sinking a bit without Aaron Judge. So a stretch in which they're floundering a bunch, and more to the point, their offense is floundering a bunch, and that includes their trip to Boston with a doubleheader on Sunday.
Severino's pitch hit hard, fair ball down the third baseline, and it'll go all the way into the left field corner and tie the game as Devers comes around to score, and KK has a stand-up double. There's a fly ball toward the right field corner, hooking toward the pole. It bounces up into the seats on one hop. It'll be a ground rule double. And 2 runs score, and the Red Sox lead 4-1.
That'll be a 1-2 to Volpe. Trevino at second, 2 out, top of the ninth. And the pitch is struck him out swinging. Ball game over. Boston wins. Now the Red Sox take a doubleheader from the Yankees, who just simply don't hit.
It's fun playing against them. You know, regardless of where we are in the standings, it's always fun. You know, they have a good team. They'll be there, you know, in the hunt, and we want to be where they were last year.
Okay. John Sterling feeling no ill effects at all after he got smacked in the face by a foul ball.
It really hit me.
It really hit me. He's got his sense of humor still intact. For the Yankees, who don't hit.
From the Yankees, who just simply don't hit.
Okay. Well, if anyone can say it, it's the longtime voice of the Yankees radio network. Before that, Sean McDonough.
Yikes.
On Red Sox radio. And yeah, they didn't hit a whole lot this weekend. Only 3 runs in that Sunday doubleheader. And for the Yankees, now they're kind of backpedaling because of the struggling offense, and sure, you could pin that on Aaron Judge, but gosh, at some point, they're going to have other guys who step up. This was the issue last year as well, where very often Aaron Judge was the only offense that they would get. So now they've dropped four in a row, six of their last eight, and Giancarlo's facing questions about Aaron Judge being injured and unavailable.
We got to win games regardless. So obviously, you know, it's a big blow for us. But, yeah, we got to figure out how to win games. That's the situation we're in. So, you know, I can't have any excuses.
Continues to be a challenge right now for us to score runs. I thought overall better at bats tonight than in the afternoon. You know, they made some really good plays against us on some well-hit balls. But, you know, we got to find a way right now. This is, you know, we're going through a challenging time right now offensively, and we got to dig ourselves out.
Aaron Boone with the capper on what is now a four-game losing skid for the Yankees and a sweep in Boston over the weekend. Looking at the AL East, still four of the five teams are above five. Actually, I take it back. The Red Sox with that sweep are now above 500. My fault. Forgot to add in those three wins. So they've actually won four in a row. So they are now above 500 as well. That is the toughest division in Major League Baseball. The pace being set by the Rabbit. You can't call them the Rabbit Rays anymore because they would have petered out by now. They have not. They're sitting on 51 wins. Baltimore ends the Chicago Cubs win streak on Sunday. The Yankees, the Blue Jays, both losing this weekend, but the Red Sox on a bit of a streak themselves. So every single team in the AL East is above 500. Then you've got the AL West, where the Rangers are trying to find their footing again, and we'll talk about them here in a second. But the Angels are playing some of their best baseball of the year. They've won 11 of 14, and they've leapfrogged the Astros. How about that? We've been talking about the Angels and how desperately they need to be a contender. They need to be in the playoffs to keep Shohei Ohtani. And let's be fair, he's the one who's keeping them in the race and actually powering their surge. But they have moved into second place ahead of the Astros in the AL West standings, and they're within reach of the Rangers, though still some work to do. In the National League, the Diamondbacks and the Giants now are both ahead of the Dodgers in the West. The Dodgers are going the wrong way. One of their worst stretches in recent memory. And then we talked about the Reds, only a half game back of the Brewers in the Central. The Braves, meanwhile, are on a torrid pace yet again atop the NL East. In fact, the top three teams in the East, it's been pretty consistent over the last couple of weeks. They're also pushing one another. So the Braves have won six in a row and eight of their last 10. The Marlins have won four in a row, maybe inspired by the South Florida success in the sports realm, the Panthers and the Heat. The Marlins are 10 games above 500. And then you've got the Phillies, who are the reigning pennant winners in the National League. And they've also won six in a row and eight of their last 10. And so there are a few teams that are hot, primarily in the National League, maybe using the AL to kind of step on their head on the way up to the top of the standings. Ow, is right. The Yankees, who simply do not hit.
These who just simply don't hit.
I mean, why would you bother hitting? Who cares about hitting, really? All right, coming up, it's a Denver native who wins the U.S. Open. How about that? The Avalanche take the Stanley Cup a year ago. The Nuggets just celebrated their first NBA championship in franchise history, and now a Denver native wins the U.S. Open. If you've never heard of him, you know what? A lot of people have never heard of him, but we'll introduce you to Wyndham Clark straight ahead. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Why would you break into these apartments?
For money, for drugs, whatever was in there.
Weren't you ever afraid of getting caught at doing this?
No. Who's going to catch us? We're the police.
It was the early 1990s, the height of the crack era. And instead of locking up drug dealers, some New York City cops had become them.
I would suit up in my uniform and we're going to rob some drug dealers. And I know how to do it really well.
This is the inside story of the biggest police corruption scandal in NYPD history and the investigation that uncovered it all.
Did you consider yourself a rat?
100%. I saved my soul just like everybody else does.
Listen to and follow The Set, an Odyssey Originals documentary podcast series, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your shows.
I'm not a bad guy, man, but I loved being that dirty motherfucker.
Did you know CD rates are having a moment? If you've been looking in the wrong places, you might have missed that CD rates are the best they've been in 15 years. No joke. It's the right time to find rates in your best interest because better rates allow your money to earn more money. CD Valet brings you the clearest picture of today's rates, all compiled in one place. Ditch the BS of biased rate shopping and visit cdvalet.com to see today's straight-up rates.
Takes down all the stars in Los Angeles to win the United States Open.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Would you say that the Denver Nuggets... See, they were a top seed, though. That's not really it wasn't a huge shocker that they were able to win their first NBA title. Maybe if the Miami Heat had become the first 8 seed to win the NBA championship, though they were a team that had success in the past and has been involved and been around in Eastern Conference Finals. And I don't know. I kind of feel like everything we saw in hoops and hockey, even though we were headed for a first-time Stanley Cup winner as well, it doesn't compare to the surprise of Wyndham Clark winning the U.S. Open. Now, this is golf. These guys are all incredible. And in an individual sport like this, where you're not dependent upon teammates other than your caddies, any guy, I mean, we know this. If you're on the PGA Tour and you've qualified for a major and you've made the cut, of course you are capable of winning it. These guys are all professional golfers who at any point can rattle off the round of their lives. And we saw it to start the U.S. Open in L.A. at the L.A. Country Club, which meant that the final rounds didn't tee off. The final rounds for the leaders didn't tee off until 5:30 Eastern time, which is perfect. It's prime time, right, on Father's Day. Hope many of you were able to watch. And it was a pretty enticing leaderboard to begin. So as they're starting, you've got a Wyndham Clark, along with a Ricky Fowler, who had a 62 in the first round. That's kind of what we're talking about. But in terms of profile and popularity, Fowler, who's never won a major, Wyndham Clark, who's never won a major, they come from opposite ends of the spectrum. Fowler led the U.S. Open in birdies this week, but couldn't get enough of them on Sunday. Really disappointing for the American who was so close to winning his first ever major. We'll hear from him coming up. You could see the frustration almost from the very beginning of his round. I think he bogeyed number 2. And from that point on, he never really had that feel. He didn't have a rhythm and he was never a factor. Rory McIlroy was, though. Rory had an eagle putt on the opening hole and barely missed it. He lipped out, and I thought, whoa, we are in for a wild ride, except he couldn't use that same kind of momentum with his putter through the rest of the round. So instead, it's Wyndham Clark, who is from Denver, and right now the sports capital of the world. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Get this. Before Sunday, Wyndham Clark had never finished higher than 75th in a major, but he is the U.S. Open champion.
This is now my second win on the PGA Tour, and first one was surreal, and this one's surreal. So, you know, it hasn't quite hit me yet. Walking up 18 was pretty emotional, and then finishing. But yeah, it's been a whirlwind of the last 5-6 weeks. It's been I'm just so blessed and humbled to be here.
You can imagine there were some nerves. You can imagine there were some moments where he could feel it, the tension in his gut, because he'd never been in this position before, as in never, ever been in this position before. This was his first time making the cut at a U.S. Open. So I'm not exaggerating when I tell you he had no idea what this was like, but he did win at Wells Fargo 5 weeks ago. And then he had a really good showing at the Memorial. So that potentially helped him kind of breathe and recognize what it would take to close out. Though a U.S. Open is a completely different animal.
I hit some great shots coming down at the end. And although I made a couple bogeys and it seemed like maybe the rails were coming off, I was inside pretty calm. So I'm really pleased with myself with how I performed.
Now, here's what happened. Because no one was really making a charge, it was a tougher day to score, at least for the leaders. We did see Cam Smith make a charge up the leaderboard. Dustin Johnson was playing really well on Sunday. So there were a few guys that gained major ground in the final standings. Tommy Fleetwood had a really good day. He actually had a minus seven. He was seven under par on Sunday's round. So there were a few guys that managed to make up some ground. But the leaders really didn't. And so Wyndham Clark had a three-shot lead with four holes to play, but then carded back-to-back bogeys. So then he's only up one as they're going down those final few holes. But Rory McIlroy, all he could do was manage pars. His putter was not his friend, especially on the back nine. So, yeah, Wyndham Clark, a lot of people are surprised to see you as a U.S. Open winner. What about you, though? Did you think you'd be here?
Winning Wells was huge for me because, you know, I had some people telling me in my ear, they're like, hey, well, what if something greater is going to happen? And what if it's you losing this means something better is going to happen and you learn from it? And I think that was one of the first times that I said, and especially after Wells, I said, okay, you know what? I believe that. And so I honestly think I should have won the Memorial Tournament just a few weeks ago. And, you know, Victor played great, but I was right there in contention and had a chance and kind of fumbled at the end. And in the back of my mind, I said, well, what if this is saving me for something greater? And, you know, obviously I didn't know it was going to be a U.S. Open, but I just had that attitude and believed that something better was going to happen. And it did.
Awesome. Congratulations to Wyndham Clark. And a little bit later, you'll hear him talk about his mom, who is an LA native. And incredibly, on Sunday, people were coming up to him. He's in the final group, right, with Ricky Fowler. People are coming up to him and showing him photos that he'd never seen before of his mom. And so he talked about her spirit after he wins his first ever major and only the second tournament of his pro career. And I think golf is in a really interesting space. In fact, I would compare it to where tennis is right now, and I'll explain that a little bit later. But a fifth straight first-time major winner at the U.S. Open, which is America's championship, if you will, and yet it's been a fifth straight first-time winner at this tournament. So there's a lot of similarities between where golf and tennis are right now. As for Rory McIlroy, he really just didn't have the putts he needed to be able to capitalize on what was a great driving week.
There was a couple of things that I probably would have done differently, but all in all, I played a solid round of golf. That one wedge shot on 14, missed birdie putt on 8. Really, apart from that, I did everything else the way I wanted to. But yeah, fine margins at this level, and I fought to the very end. I obviously never give up, and I'm getting closer. The more I keep myself in these positions, sooner or later it's going to happen for me, and just got to regroup and get focused for Hoylake in a few weeks' time.
He shot even par, started with a birdie. Remember I told you he had an eagle putt that lipped out, so he was able to tap in for birdie, and he was right then tied for the lead because he was at minus 10, but also had one bogey, dropped him back to minus 9, everything else pars, including the last five holes. So even when we saw the back-to-back bogeys from Wyndham Clark there at the end, Rory could not come up with the birdie that he needed. So how tiring is the disappointment? It's nearing 9 full years without a major win.
It is, but at the same time, you know, when I do finally win this next major, it's going to be really, really sweet. So, I would go through 100 Sundays like this to get my hands on another major championship.
Oh, I love that. I absolutely love that. I would go through 100 days like this to have another major, which would be his fifth. And then for Ricky Fowler, also the body language, the disappointment for him, he had a +5 in this final round, 7 bogeys.
I just didn't have it today. Iron play was very below average and didn't make anything. So that's a big thing in majors, especially on a Sunday, making putts and kind of keeping it fairly stress-free. But it was kind of the opposite.
He continues to knock on the door, just hasn't been able to get over the hump. I mean, Rory can certainly empathize, but for Ricky Fowler, he still does not have a major win.
After the last few years being in this position and kind of how I talked about how comfortable I felt this week, this is great. I mean, as much as it sucks to, you know, not be in the position I wanted to be after today, but we're just continuing to build and continuing to move forward.
I do think he's got a great attitude, but man, it was tough because he started out with that bogey on 2 and never really got it. Had 4 bogeys on the back 9, so he was going the wrong direction. Now, there weren't a lot of major moves. Again, the winner started at minus 10 and finished at minus 10. But by the way that he started and then just not really having any part of his game clicking, he was going backwards with everyone else standing pat. All right, coming up, we'll head to Memphis. The reaction to Ja Morant's 25-game suspension. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Summer's always the perfect time to invite your friends and family over for a backyard barbecue. And when you're looking to make your get-together a little better for you, Beyond Meat has you covered. Beyond's products are delicious, simple to cook, and can be added into so many different meals. It's seriously that easy. Like the new Beyond sausages, available in hot Italian style or brat. They're packed with protein, have that true meaty flavor, and sizzle great on the grill, just like you're used to. Plus, they're made with simple, plant-based ingredients that you can feel good about. And the best part, your friends may not even be able to tell. Look for the new Beyond Sausage, now with new meatier taste at your local store. For great recipes and where to buy Beyond Sausage, go to beyondmeat.com. And get ready to summer better with Beyond.